I'm going to try to say it, and then...
I would love that.
Okay, it's called Redundant, Ready, Radish, Red Eye, and there's one more, R.
That was pretty close.
Yeah, what's the last... I miss... Okay, so now you can say it.
Say it together.
What's the title? Yeah.
Redundant, Ready, Reading, Radish, Red Eye.
So, the structure of our interview tonight will be sort of like a quiz show, like a Cajun quiz show. We have two decks of cards. One deck is printed on vintage St. Cloud State College Fencing Club cards, and these are topic cards. So we will choose a topic. The time cards are selections from the Red Eye Gallery, Red Eye Theater, No Name Gallery, Artist Commission deck of cards. So if you draw a 9, that's 90 seconds. Mm-hmm. If you draw a 6, it's 60 seconds. If you draw a 3, it's 30 seconds. If you draw an ace, it's 2 minutes.
Great.
Aces are high in this situation. And then if you draw a joker, you have to interrupt the other person. Okay. All right, so everyone shuffle your decks. And let's see. Each of you draw a time card. Whoever draws the highest time card for this first round picks the first topic, and then we'll just go back and forth picking topics, which hopefully we get through most of.
All right.
Looks like ace. Kristen has drawn an ace. What have you drawn, Arwin?
A joker.
A joker. Okay, so Kristen has drawn 2 minutes, and Arwin has drawn an interrupt, which means you get to pick a topic. The first topic is design.
Design.
Okay. And go.
So my topic is design, and I'm a bit stumped right away. So I'm going to start talking the way I think people often mean design when they ask a choreographer to speak on the topic, which is the things about the composition that aren't the moves and aren't the sound, but could include the sound. But I'm going to talk about the stuff in the space, also excluding light from the discussion. And in the space in Redundant, Ready, Reading, Radish, Red Eye, we have objects that we have collected from spaces where we practice and rehearse, specifically ballet bars, platforms from the Bryant Lake Bowl. The bars are from Xenon and from Space Space. And there's a piano that happens to be the Walkers. And there are chairs and stools, dumpster diving mostly. And yeah, another way that the objects on the stage are working is they were in a way to approach the question of how to work with narrative. And I like how the objects stay the same and stay in place, left behind after they've been useful and used by the dancers, and in that way express the past while the dance has moved on.
Something that I think about design and hijack is how often we do our own, either our own costumes or our own sound, our own set. We have not done our own lights, but we very rarely hire other collaborators. I think partly because we like the do-it-yourself and because we consider that so much an integral part of the composition that it's weird to outsource it. But also because we're already collaborating, and that is so much to add another voice into.
Okay.
All right, so Arwin has 90 seconds, and...
The question is why dance. And dance because we like to make dance, because we call whatever we're making dance, dance even when other people don't recognize it as dance. Dance because we're dancers, because we sometimes have fantasies of being other things, like other kinds of artists, but we're not, and then it's fun to try to figure out how to get what we would get out of being those other artists in dance. And
One reason I'm glad to choose dance is that I think of it as one of the most pathetic art forms.
Because it's better than
an affinity with
working out
pathetic forms. Such
and
as print journalism, postal mail,
by dance,
sculpture, but now sculpture's cool.
Next.
Ace.
Joker is the interruption, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, next topic is
music and sound.
Music and sound. Begin.
I like to dance in silence. I like to make dances with silence. And I like text a lot, and I like to try to figure out how there can be text in dance, and music is very mysterious and manipulative, and sometimes I like that problem. And the music for this piece is secret until opening night to you, and music is often one of the most controversial things in our collaboration, and
so the music in our show almost purely plays through from beginning to end. And frames silence. The future of Hijack.
Motherfucker. We do not have a 5-year plan.
The future of
we
Hijack.
Have been asked before to make 5-year plans. And
we just keep
plan.
Going.
We like to make pieces.
We've been thinking and talking and a fair amount lately about endings. And
like each piece to be
I love studying
a response
endings.
To the last piece.
I love when things end beautifully. Where, and I love the
pretty
question
influenced,
mark at the end
I
of
think,
it.
By all of our
I,
work.
And
studying contact improvisation
in,
to be
for
in the present.
In
and
way.
Of course, there are logistic reasons you have to write grants for things that you haven't started yet. But actually, of all the people we know, we do that less. We write for the thing and then we do it and then we start a new thing, even though that maybe puts us behind. We're very much into what we're doing right now.
We know we're going to make a duet next that will unpack this last piece. Language.
Language. Go.
Right before I
went into this project,
here,
really wondering what people meant by the language of dance, and if dance was a language, and what that meant, and if there were linguistic rules to it, and experimented with that a lot, and also was interested in the development of language in infants, and I think I learned less about language and more about development, and that is part of the composition.
Reading continuously. Not every word can be heard, because sometimes several words, several layers of language are happening at the same time. And that's been a real pickle for us to figure out if that's okay. In general, I'm really into flat composition right now, everything laid out very plainly for everyone to see and hear. And those are some of my favorite parts, when the words are flattened out, sometimes inflection taken out, sometimes in a
okay.
Oh, that's Joker. Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's the interruption, and I'll start the 90 seconds. On the topic of, is collaboration radical?
Go.
Is collaboration radical? I think there is a connotation or an association with communism and maybe hippie culture, communes, cooperation, all of those associations around the word collaboration, and any of those can stick to us a little bit here and there. Is it radical? I think I'm really just resisting naming what is radical, because the...
I think it's hopeful, and I think it leads towards world peace, but I don't think it's radical. I think it's hard, and I think that lots of people don't last in it. But that doesn't make it radical.
Three.
Okay.
Appropriation.
Go.
The topic is appropriation, and all these topics are so right on and hard. We just gave a long talk all about how we use, are influenced by, and inspired by visual art, and
making this piece has in part looked at,
we simultaneously were making decisions about how to handle the way we use music, and so
the problem of the internet,
figuring out what is the line between inspiration and appropriation is massively complicated and interesting. Also, when I think of the word appropriation, I think of cultural appropriation, which is also something we have addressed in past choreography. I wouldn't say
and
it's a direct thing in,
what's
in
going
the
on there for me is how boring it is to have access to everything out of all the time, and
the idea of ownership is so strange in a art form where there is no object, that I tend to have maybe a different opinion about appropriation than another art form would, where there's something to lose. I think that cultural commentary is another part of that spectrum, and that has a positive connotation instead of appropriation, which has a negative connotation.
To make things interesting, it's nice to have scores for what can I use and what can't I, and sometimes those aren't the legal ones.
All right. Next time is...
690.
Okay, Arwen goes first on the topic of...
Origin story.
Origin story.
Origin story of this piece is that we had a residency at Mansi, and we started working separately. We have never worked separately for so long in making a piece that was ultimately going to be a piece together. We've made pieces on each other where we were each in charge of the single piece, but to work separately, knowing that that was
origin
going to
story.
Have to come together.
The origin
somehow,
of this dance.
Was
we had a residency at Mansi.
Crazy. We made separate
and
things
in preparation
the whole time
for that,
we were at
each
Mansi.
Identified
and then
interests.
Spent
and
a long time.
In short, mine was the death.
Just
of
at a total
print
loss
newspapers
for,
and in short,
for how
Irwin's was
those things would go together.
Narrative, the novel form.
I'm
and
avoiding talking about things that we said we would research here,
toddlers.
Mostly
and
because we talked about it so
I
much,
really
and as
enjoyed,
the piece developed, it became harder and harder to
had
talk about it. We've been making this piece for
day.
A really long time, and sometimes
having the
we even had stretches where we weren't rehearsing, and so we were only talking about it, and so good ideas never even became dance because they just got talked about and they had to be edited before they even had a chance
was
at dance.
Present in my own. Ace is 2 minutes?
2 minutes. 1 minute. Next topic is...
Job or hobby?
Job or hobby? Kristen goes first.
Job or hobby?
Job or hobby. It's a hobby because it's what we choose to do. And it's a job because it has deadlines and expectations and... because we take it seriously, because there's a lot at stake, because sometimes we pay ourselves, and it's a hobby because sometimes we pay to do it, and because if you're the IRS, it's our job, and...
Joker.
30 seconds. The topic is content or
form.
Content form. We have 30 total seconds with one interruption. Everyone is ready. Go.
Content form. And I am reminded of being an activist, and everybody always talked about the ends and the means and how they had to match. And I think... that is the same in choreography. The content and the form are the ends and the means.
I love it when one slips from one to the other, when material does. In this piece, we've really enjoyed doing the wrong thing followed by the right thing. A correction, like how in the newspaper a week later they will say, oops, we made a mistake, and they print that. And we, at one point, enjoyed the fact that we had the wrong title probably, and that the right title would have a cross out and the correction. But we started calling it Red Eye, and we couldn't bear crossing out Red Eye.
I got to name two children. I love to title things, and I love when the title is mysterious, and I love when the title is a triangulation of from the other parts of the piece, and I believe that a title should help give... it's like a puzzle piece.
The subject is crossed out. Of
related information,
which is great in following what Kristen just said about correction.
I said it should be mysterious.
Main I believe that inspirations and that topics isn't and
a description.
And, subject matter for this piece is corrections and things. Overlaid so that you can't
2 minutes and
see what they
additional
were
90 seconds. The topic
or
is
laid bare and
other dancers
and sometimes
okay that means Kristen goes first. Kristen has 2 minutes, Arwen has 90 seconds
in succession.
So I read that at first as other dances, and then I was wondering
figuring
if I
out
talk about
what that,
other dances
how
that I like.
How you cross something
and
out
other dances
in a time-based
that are in
art
our
form.
Dance.
And so I look at this card, which has something
dance.
Maybe there's something
well,
under there.
I love
very
how
blackly,
the dancers come along with the dance. So one dance that's
edited,
in our dance.
And
I really hope Arwen keeps talking while I keep talking, because then we'll get this
other
layered correct thing.
It's not.
And there was one version of the sound stem
that
had used so many times.
I can see
and
that
the layers that I put over it
that
I learned there by having
that
Western
saying
that word. And it was the sound of imagine
that the subject experimented really wondered if it was possible to hear through.
And I loved
our 20 years.
It made the
validity of
more beautiful.
What creation period also
the
together
there,
there, and
years
the
mystery
that
of
can
be
alarm stage, how can one more
the
play than I'm
years that
stage
I've been
with
studying
with
St.
Paxton
and
Nelson Nelson
and
so
that
struggled and made up all kinds of
my body change
that topic for quite a few years, and that is not the topic
corresponded
dance, but we do have all these
been part of the fabric of the piece, and I am fascinated by their
some,
duets,
like Morgan,
and I've often
is
thought
in
about
the piece, and
their
she's someone who
duet
we've danced with for years and years and years.
Laid on
and
top of our duet,
someone named Layla,
specifically
is in the
their piece part.
And she is someone we met last year, and she's younger than Hijack. She
instruction is to do a solo then a duet,
20.
Then solo then a duet, and I often wonder what it would be like to be with Arwen in the space. Improvisation. What it would be if we were improvising. And when we started making this piece,
figuring out
we actually alternated improvising and choreographing in rehearsals.
Okay. This is 60. The final topic. Kristen has 60 seconds. Arwen has 30. Kristen goes first. The topic is high culture. You should say it. It's more fun when you say it.
Okay. The topic is high culture, low culture.
Okay. Ready? Go.
I mean, yum. High culture, low culture. That's such a fun place to swim. There was an early version of this piece that we were doing almost a year ago that the sound score toggled back and forth between Stockhausen's Mantra and Stevie Nicks' Edge of 17. And it toggled back and forth twice. And I was very interested in the phenomenon of being in one of those and craving anything but what you're listening to, and kind of asking the question of myself and other people listening, oh, you don't want to be here? What do you want to hear? You want to hear this other thing? All right, now you're here. Now what do you want to hear? I love that back and forth and the edge between the two.
I see the card high culture, low culture, and I think, oh, that's exactly what we're interested in. That happened, that's everything. And then I get really bristly at that and at those definitions and start to want to argue with the possibility of anything belonging to either of those categories.
Kristen, Kristen, Arwen, thank you so much for your time, and I truly look forward to seeing, I'm going to say it, Redundant, Ready, Reading, Radish, Red Eye.
Yes.
Nicely done.
Thank you. And have a great rest of your process.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you.
I want to press that button to stop it, but it's not that button. It's this button. Okay. You guys, that rocked. That was awesome. Thank you so much.